This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I literally just got off the phone with an old friend of mine, Jason Brown from iQualify Lending. And Jason's been around with his partner, Josh, for years. I've told you about them before. They help attorneys accept payment plans, but get paid in full within 48 to 72 hours. They keep up in their game. They keep improving their program. I just spoke to him today because I've been promoting the virtual close system, which is critical right now in the time of the virus, as they say. So if you're speaking to a potential client, you're doing the video call, you're doing the virtual close system, and you're converting, there's still going to be people because they've lost their job or whatever circumstance that they just don't have the money to pay you in full for your retainer. Enter iQualify Lending. So I'm not getting paid by Jason, but I believe in his product and I think it'll really help you. So that's why I'm telling you about it. So what iQualify lets you do is in order for this to be state bar compliant, and they've got the blessing of the ABA now, it's a little bit odd, but what they do is they have a way for you to qualify the person right then and there. And you can get, the person qualifies, they give you their social, and they literally within about 10 to 15 seconds, they'll receive multiple offers if they qualify. And the qualification level is not very high. Talking about payment plans that they can go on. So what happens is they'll do that. Then they'll accept whatever particular lender offers them that payment plan. You will have a little rider on your retainer agreement that is contingent. So you'll still want to collect a deposit from them. Let's say your fee is $3,000. You'll want to collect, let's say, a $300 deposit from them. But in your retainer agreement, Jason has it, and I have it too, a little bit of language, a clause that says if the client gets financing and decides not to work with the attorney, that the attorney has the right to withdraw from the case. Or if there's any change of mind, etc., the attorney has the right to withdraw from the case. So this doesn't lock you in case they get the financing money and they run for the hills and hire someone else, which rarely happens, but it could happen. So there's that. Then there's also an ACH form. So you can debit the person's account initially for that initial deposit. And then what happens is, so the person applies, they agree, they get the loan. The loan company will ask them for a few documents to finalize it. The potential themselves will get the money into their account, and you'll get notice of this if you have that ACH form going, and it'll automatically draft that money out of the person's account once they get it. So here's the wrinkle because of the ABA. So the potential client has to get the loan money, you know, let's say the $3,000 into their account. Then you draft that out of the account once you've drafted the initial deposit. Then the potential client, who is now your client, gets a monthly statement to make payments on that. But that monthly statement doesn't come from you. It comes from the financing company, and the financing company handles all the fees and late fees and collections and all the other stuff. So you have nothing else to do in that regard, which is great. You could focus on just representing your client, which is wonderful. And you've been paid. So there is a small setup fee. I believe it's $600. And maybe I can get Jason to give a discount on referral. We'll see. And then the fee is 5%. So on a $3,000 case, it's $150. Please, that's nothing. You could always gross up your fee if you wanted by, you know, $166 to cover it. But, you know, you probably don't have to. But the nice thing is the potential client or the client now, you can say to them, hey, you don't have to come up with the $3,000. Just give me $300 today and you'll be on a payment plan through these lenders and you'll pay, you know, $200 a month for the next 2 years, whatever it is. And it's nice. They offer long-term payment plans, 2, 3, sometimes more years. So it's super affordable. Now you can represent the client, and you'll get a lot more cases this way. So I wanted to make you aware of this because this is a fantastic icing on the cake once you do this virtual close system. Even if you stick with phone, doesn't matter. This is great, especially for these strange and tough economic times right now. So one thing Jason told me, which is really interesting, he goes, you know, for a while we had attorneys that would only use this for like the worst possible potential clients, the ones that said, I have no money, and a lot of them were getting rejected because they were only offering this to, like, you know, in desperation as a last resort. He said, you want to know the people that do really well with this program? I said, yeah, who? He said, the ones that incorporate it and make it a regular business practice. They offer it to all the clients. And I said, oh, okay, that's interesting. He goes, then you'll get a good mix and you get a vast majority that are approved. The bar is not high for accepting these people for this financing, but you have to offer it. They told me another fact. He said he got this data from Clio, which I think you know in the legal space. He said, I think it was 68% of potential clients end up hiring someone else because they'll say, the attorney will say, oh, my fee is $5,000. And they'll say, oh, I can't afford that. So the potential client will go to someone else, some other lawyer, and that lawyer will be smart enough to say, $5,000? Well, how much money do you have? I've got $2,000. Okay, well, I'll take that. We'll get you started and I'll do a payment plan for you. And that way, you know, so the person ends up hiring someone else off the back of the first attorney's initial consult and the work and all the other stuff, which is terrible, and the marketing money and everything. So you don't want to be that person. You want to capture as much of the business nowadays as you can. So I highly recommend you take a look at this. I'm probably going to do a session with Jason where we do a podcast or something like that in the very near future. But I wanted to make you aware of it. I want to offer every possible resource to you I can. So let me know with an email if you need to contact him or look him up. It's Qualify Lending, and his name is Jason Brown. Hope this helps you. If you need any other help, you can email us, support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. The website is speakeasymarketinginc.com. The phone number is 888-225-8594. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.